Hi there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eyder, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens, and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. Now, I thought a really great topic for today's video is, where should I get my baby chicks from? And it's a question I get kind of a lot, and I can't really make specific recommendations, but I can give you sort of generalized recommendations about places you can look for baby chicks. So the first place that you can look for baby chicks is a hatchery. There's several major hatcheries out there that you can look at. They all tend to have pretty good cancellation policies and then reimbursement policies if any of your chicks arrive and they're not alive. The big thing to look out for is generally just the reviews. Were the chicks healthy? Did they arrive on time? What was the experience for the chicks like going through the mail? Were they left in the mail for a long time? Sometimes some hatcheries don't have great shipping policies, and they ship on days when you don't want chicks shipped, for example, on Fridays, right? You don't want chicks shipped on a Friday because you want to get them within 24 to 48 hours if possible. And that's also one thing to ask when you research hatcheries and when you call them to find out about their chicks, is ask them what days they ship on. Do they ship on weeks where there's a federal holiday, let's say like a Monday, right? All that affects when you'll get your chicks and how long your chicks will stay in the mail. I have one little chick that was left behind when his friends went outside, so you can hang out with me, okay? But that might affect when you get your chicks. For example, this year we ordered chicks, and I didn't realize that they planned to ship them the day after a federal holiday. What that meant was that I pretty much got worried that I wasn't gonna get them by Friday and that they were gonna spend the weekend in the post office. When it comes to most of the hatcheries, the major ones that you might, if you do like a Google search, that will come up, I pretty much purchased chicks from all of them, and I purchased them myself. They don't send them to me for free. I actually do purchase them. And I've had varying experiences. They've largely been good experiences, but again, it's those little details that you need to think about, like what their shipping policy is, when they ship, what happens if there's a federal holiday in the middle of the week, like Veterans Day, for example, usually can sometimes be in the middle of the week. So it comes down to those little details. I've had readers and friends who ordered from some of the same hatcheries. They haven't had quite the same experience. One thing to sort of think about too is what happens if, for example, there's a major issue and your chicks arrive and not all of them are alive or some of them are dead. And kind of ask them how they handle that. A lot of them will give refunds. Some of them will send replacement chicks. So it's just something to consider. And that is one of the drawbacks of ordering chicks online. You know, one of the benefits is that there's a lot more selection. One of the drawbacks is that they're being shipped in the mail, and that can lead to some issues of, does the post office know how to handle them? Will they be in a place that's too hot or too cold? So that is one of the disadvantages. But if you're looking for certain breeds, if you're looking for a wide variety of chicks, major hatcheries tend to be the best places to go. Now, the second place that you can get baby chicks from are local breeders or just breeders in general. These tend to have different sort of cancellation policies and refund policies, but you get chicks that are maybe, I don't want to say that they're better cared for, because I think the hatcheries take good care of their chicks, but maybe there's a little bit more intention of finding out whether or not the chicks go to good homes or intentions to make sure that the chicks arrive safely. And again, that's not to say that the major hatcheries don't care about this stuff. I think that all of them do. Everybody does, right? But I know that some breeders, for example, won't ship chicks through the mail simply because they don't want their chicks to have this sort of hard, stressful experience. So breeders are another option. You might get, again, I don't want to say higher quality birds, but you might get birds that are more to breed standard than you might get from major hatcheries. There are hatcheries out there, again, that I don't want to sound like I'm consistently bashing major hatcheries, because I personally do use them and I think that they're fine. But sometimes breeders breed more true to type, for example, show level chickens, or say they look for like heritage strains that have the same characteristics that breeders, you know, back in the 17th century might have seen in their chickens, that sort of thing. You also might find some of the more designer breeds. For example, a lot of the major hatcheries are not carrying a lot of the designer breeds, but an example is Lavender Orpingtons. They used to be a little harder to find, so you might have to go to a breeder for that. Sometimes breeders develop their own strains. So, for example, there's breeders out there that might breed specifically for a certain type of blue egg, or a certain shade of blue egg, or a feather type with a blue egg, if that makes any sense. So you might find some of those more rare or specialized or just different breeds from a breeder that a hatchery doesn't have or doesn't have the stock to develop and that kind of thing. So breeders also generally can give you pretty detailed advice about how to take care of your chicks. And hatcheries can do that too, but it's sort of more generalized, I found. Whereas breeders might say, this breed really needs a 22% chick starter or 22% game feed or something, right? An example of this is that we have blue copper Morans, and I have found personally that specific breed does great on a 22% game feed. A hatchery might not have the staff who knows that, whereas as a breeder, I kind of do know that, right? That's just been my experience. I can relate my experience more. So breeders are another option. They tend to have varieties that you might not find at a hatchery. And the downside is that they tend to have more stringent cancellation and refund policies. For example, because they're not doing it on a scalable industrial level, they tend to not really have refund policies. So if your chicks arrive and they are not healthy, or you pick them up and they die a week later, they tend to not have those kind of 7-day to 10-day refund policies. So there's drawbacks and there's advantages. Advantages being, again, that you can get more specialized advice, breeds that you might not get at a hatchery, but the downside is that they tend to not have the same sort of flexible cancellation and refund policies. Now, another option is to get baby chicks from your local farm store, and they'll typically carry chicks from about March to June. Sometimes they don't even go, they just go through May, for example. It might be a 60-day window in which they sell chicks. But I know some of them, Tractor Supply, for example, I think you can order chicks year-round through their website. They just won't have them in the farm store. But if you order it through the website, it comes from a hatchery, which is where they get their chicks that are in the farm store anyways. But I digress. You can go ahead and get them at a farm store. So with farm stores, you can get them home right away. You can get them on a heat source. We talked in another video about heat sources, and I'll link you to that in this video. You can get them food right away. And they also tend to be fairly reasonably priced, under $5 a chick usually. And if you get chicks that are maybe a week old or 3 weeks old, you can actually get them really cheap, like $1. We have some chicks I got here, and I don't think that they're in the coop right now, but I think you've seen them on other videos, that I got for $1, 99 cents literally at Tractor Supply, and they're great. They're barred, one's a barred rock, which is a great layer, one is some red hen. She might be a Rhode Island red, she also might be a production red, I don't really know. I got an Australorp, that's a great egg breed, and an Easter Egger, which lays colored eggs, so another great egg breed. You gonna go to your eggs? Alright. I don't know if you can see her. There she goes. She goes into her eggs. Go in your eggs. There you go, buddy. She's been sitting on duck eggs for the past month. About a month now. Yeah, they're due any day now. She got clucky like that around March. And I felt bad for her. And so I finally just gave her some duck eggs. And I think... Is there another one in there? I think there's also another chicken in there. A lot of them go broody at the same time. It's hormones. At any rate, the farm stores, they tend to be reasonably priced. The problem with it is that you don't have really good breed selection. You kind of just have to pick what they got there. And you also have staff that's not really very knowledgeable. And frankly, they might have some questionable living conditions. I went into one farm store and I actually wrote the store and was like, what are you people doing? Because the chicks were so poorly cared for that they weren't going to make it. It was absolutely insane. So you can't necessarily rely on the staff there for feed directions, for warmth directions. They can maybe sometimes hand you a pamphlet, but I found that the staff usually doesn't really know what they're talking about. So that is a disadvantage. But again, the advantage though is that it's right by our house, usually. You can get the chicks home right away. You can get them what they need right away. And the price is generally pretty good. And you do get some sort of a variety. Like, I think this year Tractor Supply had, like, I got my Frizzles from Tractor Supply. I got the chickens I mentioned before. I got a bunch of Bantams. So there was a wide variety that I could have chosen from. But they're not going to be the more, like, designer variety that you might find at a breeder. But, you know, they're typically healthy, and they typically are pretty cheap. Now, the final place that you can get chicks from is basically a friend or someone in your local area who has chicks that have hatched and that are, you know, they're just looking to find them a good home. Sometimes you have to pay for them, sometimes you don't. The advantage to this is that you know where the chicks came from. You know whether they were well cared for, you know whether the parents were well cared for. Like farm stores or hatcheries, you really don't get much information about the parents. Breeders, you can get some information about the parents. It just depends on whether or not you ask. But if you get them from a friend, you pretty much know what the parent stock is. You might not know the breeds because it could be a mixture. Like, for example, we hatch chicks all the time. They're just a mixture of breeds. I just raise them for eggs because I like baby chicks and I like chickens. And I try to make interesting crosses, but what those exact lineages are, I couldn't tell you. For our purebreds, obviously I can tell you, but for my more barnyard mixes, it's kind of a grab bag. And that's good because it's fun because you never really know what you're getting. And they're all good egg-laying breeds, so I know they're all going to lay eggs well. But if you want sort of a purebred, you know what the lineage is, it's a show quality, you might not get that from a friend. But typically you'll get healthy chicks that will suit your purposes if you're just looking for, like, chickens as pets and egg-laying chickens. The other advantage to that is, you know, if you have a friend who's knowledgeable, who you either get the chicks from or buy them from, that friend can probably give you really good directions about how to raise them and feeding them and, you know, all the stuff that's going to help them grow into healthy layers. So that is today's video. It is about where you should get baby chicks from. Again, I can't give you specific recommendations, but I can give you a list of different options, right? The best one to choose is really the best one that works best for you. So if you want your chicks to be home as fast as possible, then a breeder or a farm store or a friend is the best choice. If you want to order lots of different types of chicks and have just a really colorful, you know, variable flock, a hatchery might be a better choice. If you want show quality chickens, a breeder might be the best choice. So it really just comes down to whatever your specific goals are and whether or not you need guidance or you just kind of want a colorful flock or whatever your goals are. So I hope you've enjoyed today's video. If you have liked it, please leave me a comment below. You can also leave a comment below if you have a question about raising chickens or baby chicks, and I'll do my best to answer it. Please do consider subscribing, and if you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to click the notification bell to be notified about when I upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. Thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!